From the John Henry's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Studios, this is KLMS Lincoln, the Capital City's Husker Authority. You're listening to The Real Football Show on ESPN KLMS.
But it happened, and we are here. It is a big deal for us today because it's not only the American Outlaws recruitment party, but also the Women's World Cup. We're talking about that. We're also talking about,
we got some fans here already. This is great. Hey.
So, but we also have the men playing tonight. That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
And one of the founders here, and Justin's in the other room, but Corey joins us first from the American Outlaws. We are getting ready for football. It's the Real Football Show live again at Captain Jackson Cliff Smoke Shop. And big thanks to Kevin and the crew and, of course, Chris for allowing us to come down here and spill beer and scream and yell and hopefully cheer on a win tonight for the men.
We are spill-free 100% thus far, which is pretty good for me in a podcast or any setting, really.
We're in the nice smoke shop here area, so we better be kind of nice. So, and hey, we're at 12th and P. Anybody walking downtown? Just come on in, and we're with Corey Donahue, one of the founders, like Animal said.
And we have a meaningful United States men's soccer game tonight.
It is meaningful.
This is only one of the first meaningful games we've had in 600 days or so.
Well, and here's the crazy thing. That's what's crazy about national team soccer games is there's not always meaningful games. You know, baseball plays 162 games a year minimum, right, if you don't make the playoffs. Do you know how long it was in between the meaningful games for the men, Corey?
Yeah, it's right around 600, right?
616 days.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, Mike Riley and Scott Frost both coached Husker games in between that time.
That is crazy.
That is insane.
When you talk about it like that, that sounds nuts.
It does
like not. You were in a coma or something.
That is a good stat for Nebraska radio. Good job.
Oh, Kirk. Thank you.
I'm proud of you. No one else in the country cares. But
And because of that, so, you know, that was Trinidad and Tobago that kept us out of it last year, who we played tonight.
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? And I know you say it is them who kept us out, but we kept ourselves out. were you or was it Justin that was at that game?
Justin was down there. I was here crying into my beer right here in this room.
A brutal away game
I was with Corey
to get
that night
shut
here.
Out of.
Yeah.
I played Everybody Hurts by R.E.M. on the jukebox afterwards.
He passed out razor blades and bottles of Ambien to everybody.
It was a horrible day.
So we move on. It's here and now. We'll talk about the Women's World Cup in just a little bit. The guys are playing tonight. We got a big throwdown that's happening next Wednesday night with the American Outlaws, and that's part of the whole drive today is to get people to come to Captain Jackson, sign up to be an American Outlaws member.
That's right. American Outlaws started right here in Lincoln. Anyone who's a fan of the U.S. men's team or women's team should be a member. It will pay itself off, I promise you. It's $25 for a year. If you're a member, come down to Captain Jack's tonight, or right now, I should say.
Now would be best.
Yeah. You can get all kinds of benefits tonight, or today, or right now. We look forward to seeing you. We're having a raffle. I think A.O. Lincoln is helping with the price of beer for members only, so that's exciting.
Yeah, and, we tapped a keg of the White Elm We Believe American Outlaw beer.
A local beer.
So that's going to be free why the keg lasts at American Outlaw Lincoln's buy-in for members.
It's delicious stuff. I have it right now.
So let's do something here. You know, if you're a fan of the United States, men's team, women's team, it doesn't matter. It's important to be there as supporters. At some point, this came up with you and Justin to do this whole crazy, you know what, we don't have anybody that's there for our team when we're at away games.
That's correct. In about 2006 at the World Cup in Germany, we went and we were in Germany and there wasn't anything really set up for fans like us who were in the country going to the game to all get together and sing songs and drink beers and talk about the team. So we thought we should take it upon ourselves to right that wrong, and we did in 2007. We're now, 12 years into it? God, is it 12 years?
Yeah, Randy. You're not the young man you were. You're still
American Outlaws
man.
Is almost a teenager now. That's crazy.
It'll be old enough to drink soon.
I know. Then we're really in trouble. We didn't think it would be much when we started it, quite honestly. And we're up to around 30,000 paying members all over the country. We have 200 chapters, mostly around the country, but also all around the world. We have one in Mexico City and one in London. We've worked really hard to get to where we are. Really proud of where we are.
Mark, how many chapters again?
We have 200 chapters in 200 different cities in pretty much every city in the country, and then a few in the biggest cities around the world.
And this all started in Lincoln, Nebraska, which I'm going to tell you right now, it pleases me more than anything. It chaps Kansas City's ass to know that they are number two.
That's harsh. We don't talk about that. Poor Kansas City.
You know what? We're in Lincoln
right now.
Still
hates us for that.
It chaps their butt big time to know that they're behind us, literally, number two.
I offered them 1B, and they wouldn't take it. I said, we're chapter one. You can be 1B. They didn't want me, so that was the best we could do.
It's going to be crazy when we're all there next Wednesday down at the game.
It absolutely is. I can't wait for it. It's been a while since Kansas City hosted a game, and of course Kansas City hosts a game. It's always against Panama, which is...
It was 4 years ago.
Yeah. I feel like we've played in Kansas City, the men's team has played in Kansas City like four times in the last decade, and it's always against Panama, right?
It's always against Panama.
It's seriously 75% of the time, which isn't super ideal, but it's still going to be super fun. We haven't hosted in Kansas City in a long time.
4 years. Yeah, it was four years.
4 years.
Same.
4 years.
That's crazy. So it's super exciting. If you've ever been to the stadium in Kansas City, it's worth the trip alone. It's super fun.
It's an amazing stadium. My first trip was with this guy last year for Sporting KC versus Dallas, and even though it was a loss, we had a great time.
The atmosphere will be fantastic. It's a small stadium. It only holds 23,000, I want to say, 24,000.
Sold out.
Yeah, so it'll be the atmosphere is held in really tight, and there's not a bad seat in the house.
But they sell out their Sporting KC games, and these USA games are always sold out too, and it's gonna be nuts in there. So as much fun as we had last year at the Sporting game, Animal, just wait. The USA game is even more electrifying.
Look at him. He's like, he's on the edge of his...
I was just thinking, yeah, we were on a text chain today doing some planning, so that we're gonna have food for everybody. Every AO member come to the... We have all the details on our event page on our theamericanoutlaws.com.
And we're taking a bus down there the night before. So on Tuesday, we're going to leave right from where we are right now.
Captain Jets.
1 o'clock on Tuesday, so just in a few days. Meet here. Doors open at noon. Captain Jack's. Take the bus down at 1.
Too many things going on.
Once again, we're gearing up for the future here. If you don't make it for this, come down and join today, and then be ready for the next game here at Captain Jack's and the next bus trip or the next. Again, they offer packages for all of the games that are away through American Outlaws. So you can go to all these away games if that's like something that appeals to you. You want to go to Brazil, you want to go to Colombia. They offer
Cleveland.
All of those. or Cleveland, even.
Our next guest is going to France, at least for France tomorrow, our next guest does.
I'm very honored to have her on the show. She is going to be at the Women's World Cup. In fact, we'll talk Women's World Cup here in just moments. So,
speaking of World Cup, we'll go Men's World Cup because Corey got a trivia question for you.
Oh.
And here's our first trivia question. Anybody listening right now, anybody gets this first person to get this question right will win an ESPN t-shirt.
Except for Bill. He can't win.
Yeah, this is courtesy of Bill Kartenbach. Bill the stat man made up all these things.
Must be present to win, correct?
Yes, must be present to win. The question I have for you, Corey, is in the 2010 World Cup, it's a game you were at, by the way, I'm quite certain.
This is good.
Landon Donovan scored the game-winning and group-winning goal against Algeria. You remember this well, right?
I do, yeah.
In the 91st minute. Who was the first person to meet him at the corner flag during the celebration?
Ooh,
Are you serious?
Again,
this
courtesy,
is a question?
It's a gettable question, I think.
Picture it. He runs it to the corner. He slides on his face, on his belly like this. I want to say, can I wager a guess right now?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, running behind him was Clint Dempsey, Benny Feilhaber, Edson Buttle.
Okay.
But from the side, I think it was someone from the sideline. I want to say it was Stuart Holden. That's my final guess.
If Bill Kartenbach is listening right now, I don't think he's not looking at me right, but ding, ding, ding.
Did I get it right?
Yes, you absolutely got it right.
He's leaving. He's leaving. Corey's walking out. He's walking out. You still got 2 minutes left on your segment.
I'm so excited that I got that right. You can't even believe it. That was such a shot in the dark.
For those of you who do not know, it is the Real Football Show. We are live at Captain Jack's at
12th and P.
12th and P. And, of course, it's with Cliff Smoke Shop. Big thanks to them. Big thanks to Kevin and Chris, of course, who run this insanity, this insane asylum on game days. And, yeah, it's been crazy. There's a Women's World Cup game. In fact, we'll talk about that. The next Women's World Cup for the U.S. women's team is coming up on
Monday. At 11 o'clock, yeah.
It's 11 a.m. game. It's the times are terrible, but it's in France, so what do you want? But the cool thing is this. Think about this, kids. In a couple of years, if we get this bid of North America and South America, Canada, all hosting a World Cup series, you know, the World Cup, what is it, 2026?
We have it, yep. It's
official.
So it's done.
We don't know locations yet. They have it narrowed down.
Correct. You know Arrowhead's going to get one of them.
It's on the list of possibilities. It's very likely,
okay, I would say. He's winking at me.
No, I wish I knew that.
He knows these things. So you know that when you come down and you join up with us, that you are going to be a part of this movement that's going to be there to cheer on the United States when the World Cup comes back to the United States in 7 years.
We are ramping up we started a year ago. Really, we found out a year ago. We've been ramping since then, and it's only going to get bigger. 2026. 2025 is going to be a crazy year planning. 2026, hopefully we'll be ready and just execute. And
I just have no idea how you're going to plan for Qatar. You know, the one in 2022, where there is there's going to be special. There's no drinking, supposedly. It's a dry country.
It's a dry country.
I'm not saying we have to have beer to enjoy soccer. I'm not saying that, but you know,
most sporting events have it.
There are nil-nil draws that are pretty boring that require beer.
See. This is what it's all about. It's great camaraderie. It's great brotherhood. And it all started right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And that's what makes it cool. Corey Donahue. And, of course, we'll talk with Justin here in a little bit, too, as well as we talk about the American Outlaws. And, of course, the big game tonight, men taking on Trinidad and Tobago.
We're going to start the show and end the show with the two founders of the American Outlaws. That's awesome. A really cool thing.
You are listening to The Real Football Show on ESPN 101.5 and 1480 AM.
What do you call a truly great beer that's brewed with more taste, only 96 calories, and 3.2 carbs? We call it Miller Lite. What are you holding? Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein and 0 grams fat.
At GNC, we don't meet standards. We set standards. Standards for quality, innovation, and superior products that deliver results. Our commitment doesn't stop there. If you're not 100% satisfied, let us know, and we'll gladly give you a refund. And of course, we never want a price tag to stop you from buying our high-quality products. So if you find a lower price, we'll match it. Quality, satisfaction, and price match. Guaranteed. That's shopping for the well of it. GNC. Live well. Visit GNC.com or store for details.
Hey, you want to know a secret?
Todd Spidell, body shop owner, terrible driver.
Sure, what is it? Shh, keep your voice down. The secret is that you don't have to take your car where the insurance company tells you to go for repair.
Really?
Really? Nope. And if I had a dollar for every time someone said I had to take my car to XYZ body shop because the insurance company told me to, well, you get the picture.
Hey, watch where you're going!
Oh, sorry. My point is that you have the right to choose who repairs your car, and regardless of the scripts that some call centers use, the choice is always yours.
Why aren't you whispering anymore?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. It's a secret.
Look out!
Ah!
Dude, maybe you shouldn't duck when you whisper.
Oh, well, back to Spidell.
Accidents happen, even to good drivers. If it happens to you, call Spidell Body Works. We won't try to sell you a car, change your oil, or paint your car for $299. But if you want your vehicle fixed right, Spidell Body Works is your best decision after a collision.
Are you sure? You don't want to go to XYZ body shop?
Ugh. Ow!
Think about this. Less than 4 in 10 Americans can name any of the 5 freedoms guaranteed in the First Amendment. Yet, 31% of Americans think the First Amendment goes too far. Do you know your 5 freedoms guaranteed in the First Amendment? Freedom of speech. Freedom of religion. Freedom of the press. Freedom to peaceful assembly. Freedom to petition the government. Think first. Go to thinkfirstamendment.org to learn more. This message is sponsored and aired by Media of Nebraska and this station.
It's the day you've been dreaming about all your life, and you want it to be perfect.
So before you say the I do's, come to the Lincoln Wedding Show Sunday, July 28th at Embassy Suites. Plan your perfect wedding in one afternoon. See a fashion show from Ellen Bridal Tip Top Tux, Strawberry Patch Salon, Complete Weddings and Events, and Russ's Floral. Prizes and samples, too.
ESPN presents the Lincoln Wedding Show Sunday, July 28th at the Embassy Suites. Go to ESPNLincoln.com for free tickets and a list of vendors.
Hey, this is Chad with Max Muscle, and I'd like to invite you in to experience our revolutionary nutrition platform, Eakin. If you're someone who's tired of the dieting circuit but still wants to burn fat, build muscle, lose weight, or simply feel better and live healthier, you need to check Eakin out. With Eakin, we take the complex world of nutrition and make it super simple. Eakin provides total convenience with real food and real results, helping you build a healthy plan for life with results that last. Stop into either location and visit with a certified nutritionist to learn more about the Eakin platform. Check us out at MaxMuscleLincoln.com.
Kent for Brown Shoe Fit Lincoln. If you wear men's shoes or if someone you love wears men's shoes, then Brown Shoe Fit in Lincoln is a tremendous source. Sizes 7 to 15, narrow to very, very wide. Great brands, Clarks, Echo, Keen, Merrill, New Balance, Brooks, Teva, and others. You'll be helped by footwear professionals at Brown's. If you're used to the abuse you used to get at Kent's men's shoes, he'll oblige you on Saturdays. Brown Shoe Fit, 66 and Q, right here in Lincoln.
In Lincoln, we spell sports ESPN. 101.5 FM and 1480 AM. You're listening to The Real Football Show on ESPN KLMS.
It is The Real Football Show. We are live at Captain Jack's and, of course, at Cliff Smoke Shop. So we are here doing the World Cup. As you might expect, you would expect us to be down here for talking about the Women's World Cup. We'll talk about the men's game in just a little bit. Of course, the big men's game is going on tonight. That's part of the recruitment drive of the American Outlaws. Joining us,
found her.
She you're is the one who's just a gem.
She's been awesome.
We got so knowledgeable.
Here we got Nicole Tiggs with us. Tig, we just call her Tiggs. We got Tiggs with us. And it's great you're here because we didn't know because you leave for France tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow morning.
I cannot believe that. You are going to go and see this whole craziness go down.
Are you going to be at a USA game?
To be determined.
Okay, okay.
Because I have conditional tickets to the semifinals and final if they
That's
make
right.
it.
Okay.
I'm still trying to work on some quarterfinal tickets, so if anybody has one, let me know.
I don't think those people are going to be here.
No, they might be. Some people true. Bought tickets and they're not able to be in France. I've seen that. So, so if anybody has a ticket to quarterfinals,
I have this really good positive vibe happening for you that you're going to get there, and there's going to be somebody like, I have an extra ticket. Let's just go.
And that quarterfinal game
is
the gigantic game.
Yes.
It's one of those, you know, you see it in the NCAA tournaments, you see it in all these things where everybody, like, points to a game and say, that's the real title game.
Mm-hmm.
And this, that's the real title game.
Yeah. Yep.
Not to put all the, no disrespect to Germany, England, Japan, all these teams, but it's lined up for the USA versus France.
Yes, and it's in Paris, so so you know, talk about destination. Everybody's going to be there. The game is supposedly sold out, but FIFA has been releasing more tickets ahead of games. So,
I trust FIFA.
Yeah, well, kind of VAR thing.
I don't trust FIFA at all.
Okay, so games today: Germany throttles Nigeria. No surprise there.
Yeah.
But maybe a surprise is the Australian team tying with Norway, and it goes to penalty kicks, and Norway wins.
We just saw the end of it. That's why Tiggs texted me not too long ago. He's like, "I'm running late. Watch the game." I'm like, "I don't blame you."
Yeah, Sam Kerr missed a PK. Two people missed a PK.
How? I mean, again, I've never been in this situation, Nicole. But how does that possibly happen? I mean, it seems like such a massive area to shoot at.
Did she miss, or was it
she
saved?
She just shot it.
Oh, she's one shot way over.
Way over. And then the second one was saved. I mean, the PK pressure is on the shooter.
Yeah.
Because it's more of a mental thing than anything. You practice PKs, you know, your whole entire life.
It's like a free throw. You're supposed to make it.
You're supposed to make it, but you know, you get in your head and
it seems
and
like just
shoot it over.
It's just literally going up and just a soft touch the wrong way while you're looking this way.
Yeah.
That's just me, you know. Again, I've never been in this situation, so. So tomorrow it's the Lionesses. They're playing early. They got Cameroon first up.
Yep.
The thing with this big thing, which you mentioned Sam Kerr, is she's tied for the golden boot with Alex Morgan from the USA. And now she's out of the tournament.
Now she's out, yep.
So there's one less person than Alex to worry about.
Yep.
So
France is unbeaten. Germany is unbeaten. Italy's at the top of their group.
That's the game I'm going to. Italy, Brazil.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then we're going to make you an admin on the Real Football Show, you know, which, of course, you know, being on the show comes with privileges. Oh, you're part of the show now. By the way, you need to do this when you go over to the game. So, yeah, England's
happy
at the top of theirs.
Yep.
You know, the Netherlands are at the top of theirs with against ahead of Canada, which we actually kind of, I guess, thought Canada would be at the top of that group.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tied in points.
Mm-hmm.
That group, so in the six groups, five of them, one team won all games.
Yeah.
And then that one group, three teams had 6 points.
Yeah, and then I think it was
Brazil's
like goal differential.
Because Brazil's a third-place team, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, Brazil got third place.
Yep.
So,
Are they allowed to come? Are they allowed to go home?
Yeah, that might be a dangerous one going home, right?
There's a lot of pride in Brazil. Yeah, I'm sure you've probably all heard this.
Well, they have the all-time leading World Cup goal scorer on their roster, Marta.
Yep, Marta, so. Yep, she just broke the record. So
the United States are at the top of Group F.
Yes.
So everybody's where they're kind of supposed to be. Mm-hmm. There's a few surprises in there.
Yep.
Is there, has there been a team surprise? Everybody's been kind of going chalk, it seems like. Mm-hmm. Anybody stuck out? Any surprises?
I think the biggest game that was surprising to me was the Argentina-Scotland game. Argentina came back the last, 9 minutes and tied it up and knocked Scotland out of the World Cup. So I think that was surprising to everybody, including Scotland.
I saw a lot of feedback on Facebook. It's very negative towards Scotland. They were expected to at least move ahead.
They gave England a really big run the first game. I think it was like a 2-1 game or something.
Well, it is England and Scotland. Come on, let's be serious here. There's a lot of history happening there, not just on the field.
Yeah, it was their first time to the World Cup, so it was interesting to see them flourish, and then kind of they just flushed it down the drain the last 9 minutes. And so both them and Argentina didn't move on, but Argentina forced that they wouldn't move on. If the scoreline would have stayed the way it was, 3-0, then Scotland would have moved on. So it was that was probably the biggest shock.
If you can get past jet lag and you can get a ticket, the Spain-United States game on Monday night for you, you'll be there, hopefully.
I will not be at that one.
Oh, you could be, though.
She's
hoping for the next round.
Yeah, the next round.
I'm just saying, you know, you could be at that game.
I could be. I think the jet lag will get to me. But
How's the team looking right now?
Don't go to bed.
Because when you're on the show, the first time is right after the 13-0 shellacking.
Yeah.
We look like just world beaters. We ended up the group 18-0 on the group.
Mm-hmm.
Three clean sheets.
Yep.
The teams got progressively better. We played.
Mm-hmm.
Sweden was the big test. Everybody was a little worried about. Not worried about, but the test. What's your thoughts overall? Are we looking like world champs?
Yeah, I think everybody was expecting the Sweden game to be a really hard game, and I think we showed up very well. We
they weren't threatening, I didn't think. Sweden
I didn't think as bad as we expected them to be. And I say we like I'm on the team, but I'm not. But I think Becky Sauerbrunn did a phenomenal job in the back. And then
it's good to have her back.
Oh, so good to have her back. And then Julie Ertz was out injured, but Sam Uys was in there, and Lindsay Horan, they did an amazing job. Our midfield looked, I think, the best it's looked over the last 2 years.
Oh, that's high praise.
Yeah.
They were undefeated 2 years ago. You know, they went all 2018 without a loss.
Yeah.
So that's high praise.
Yeah. I don't think our midfield has looked that good in a while.
That's impressive.
The exciting game tomorrow, France and Brazil. That's a big deal. France and Brazil tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon, that is. Tomorrow night, their time. But
you know, these brackets were all kind of set ahead of time, right? And when France got their bracket and said, okay, we're playing the third-place team in this group, I'm sure they weren't expecting Brazil.
That's going to be an amazing game because France, there's so much craziness around their own team. It's their house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody comes in our house and pushes us around.
Nobody.
You know, that's how it's going to be. But, you know, that's going to be French translated. So that's
I want to know what that French translation is.
Right?
I'm sure that you'll get an earful of it as a, you know, an American there for the games, which, you know, I would assume that, and you'll have to tell us when you get back. I think you're after your debriefing, we'll call it, when you come back,
okay, yep.
is how you were treated when you were there, because you know, we figure we're there for soccer. We don't want to talk about politics right now. We don't want to talk about that kind of stuff. We're here for soccer. We're here for football.
Yep. I think from what I've been seeing on Facebook, it's been everybody's been having a pretty good time.
The USA contingent out there is gigantic. It's huge, it looks like,
as well as the Netherlands, as well as Canada. There's been a couple of countries that have presented themselves fairly well in the fan department.
That is money. It's just like when fans come in here for Husker games. It's something that helps this city.
It's
so
economy.
And we always have been good sports here. You know, we want to show that. So we only hope that when we go to another country that they're just as kind to us, because it's what we're used to here, which is, you know that feeling.
Yeah.
It's Husker game day. You know, people come in and, hey, thanks for coming into Lincoln. And I'll buy you a beer, you know. Come on. Let's have a good time.
And they're just lifetime fans of the Huskers.
Yeah, and then
right?
They're like, I see it in the paper. I had the best time I ever had.
I'm going to be really curious when you come back, and you're going to have a great time and hopefully come back with a lot of wins under your belt. And to talk more about the USA team, we know that Alex Morgan is leading the with goals,
yep,
the Golden Boot right now. Do you know who leads for assist in the tournament?
I do not know that fact.
It's Alex Morgan, by chance.
Is it Alex Morgan?
Unless something happened today that I missed, but it's Morgan and this lady from Italy. I guess someone just went ahead. Nope, it's still the same way. And then Muse.
Oh, okay.
They each have three.
All right. Well,
awesome. Rod, thanks for the heads up. Okay, so there it is. Hey. You have fun.
I will.
Come back.
I will.
You've got to do a live video. Make her an admin.
I'll
so
do
we
it.
Have some really awesome video.
Thanks for coming and doing the show.
Yeah, thanks
again.
For having me. And I'm excited to share my trip with everybody.
If you have the chance, and I'm sure you will, you've got to get somebody from France to say, you're listening to the Real Football Show.
In French?
In French.
Okay.
So that we can use that and have a little fun with that, because that's what we want to do, is we want to get all sorts of, you know, different languages doing our show.
I'll see how many languages I can get for you.
Oh, my gosh. That's a brilliant idea. It is the Real Football Show. We are Captain Jacks. We've got a men's game tonight. It's an American Outlaws recruitment drive. We're getting ready for fun next week in Kansas City. It's Perk. Nicole, have a great time.
Thanks for having
me. It is the Real Football Show.
Thanks for coming.
We've got another segment coming up. It's the Real Football Show on ESPN 101.5 and 1480 AM.
A warmer day in ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 invite you to relive the 80s this summer at the 80s Flashback Summer Fundraiser on Saturday, July 20th at Fundamental Athletics Academy. Come out and experience that fabulous decade with a live concert by AM/FM playing all of your favorite 80s. The evening starts at 8 p.m. and includes an 80s costume contest with a $350 prize, 80s-themed cocktails and appetizers, a silent auction, and more. Tickets are $25, and VIP tickets are $40. Get your tickets now, because they will sell out. For more information, go to awarmerday.org. That's awarmerday.org. 80s Flashback Summer is a fundraiser for A Warmer Day, who has distributed thousands of coats and winter gear to underprivileged children and families. A Warmer Day is an all-volunteer organization founded in 2016. Remember, every penny goes to help Nebraskans in need. Get your tickets today to experience your 80s Flashback this summer.
Since you are already listening to one of our stations, it might be a good idea to listen to this. We need an experienced account executive to join our team. We believe this person needs to grasp the importance of helping clients understand why radio and digital advertising work perfectly together. At your level, you need to interview us as much as we interview you. Apply at alphamediausa.com/careers. If we feel you are a good fit, we'll call you. Take a minute today and apply at alphamediausa.com/careers. Alpha Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Disney on Ice presents Worlds of Enchantment. Join Anna, Elsa, and Olaf on a magical journey through the world of Frozen and see your favorite stars from Cars, The Little Mermaid, and Toy Story. Four Disney adventures in one amazing ice show. Tickets on sale now. Playing at Pinnacle Bank Arena, October 3rd through 6th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com, the Ticketmaster app on your mobile device, and Pinnacle Bank Arena Ticket Office. Get your tickets today.
It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale, and we're celebrating with our free event. Get free bed accessories like a free adjustable bed base, two free memory foam pillows, and a free mattress protector when you take home your new bed for just $7.99. That's a value of over $850, absolutely free. And on top of that, you can save up to $400 on the best mattress brands store-wide. Hurry in, your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
It's time for
for Jazz in June, Lincoln's most popular free outdoor concert series every Tuesday evening. Sit back and relax on the green grass in the Sheldon Sculpture Garden on the University of Nebraska campus. Enjoy world-renowned live jazz, camaraderie, food, and beautiful summer weather. Bring a picnic or enjoy dinner from the street market at 5. All concerts start at 7. This week's Jazz in June features Nabaya Garcia. Limited VIP tickets and details now at jazzinjune.com.
Playmakers Bar and Grill. Summer volleyball sign up now at playmakersbarandgrill.com. Get your 6-person co-ed team together now with a drink in your hand and your toes in the sand. Daily domestic tall boy and bucket beer specials that can't be beat. Oh, and we've got your beach party getaway. You bring the people and we'll provide the fun. Reserve a Saturday keg beach party for your next gathering with us. Playmakersbarandgrill.com. Look for the volleyball courts off Highway 77 in West Van Dorn.
Do you know how to operate heavy equipment? John Henry's Plumbing is looking for motivated individuals that want to work year-round to join our team. We are hiring equipment operators to provide superior service for our customers. We offer top wages and an excellent benefit package. Work for the best. Call
John Henry's
at 435-5555 for complete details. John Henry's is an equal opportunity employer.
435-5555. John Henry's Plumbing.
Get the content and interviews you want when you want them. Grab the Gregeth and Hooks podcast anytime at ESPNLincoln.com. You're listening to The Real Football Show on ESPN KLMS.
Football show. We are live. Live where?
We are live at Captain Jack's.
So, with everything that we've got going on today, which we have more than enough, Women's World Cup, we got all that happening.
June is crazy.
It is. It really is. And in fact, we would normally be on break right now. We would be on break right now.
Yeah, this cuts into my summer break, Animal.
I'm sorry. So,
I'm more than happy to be doing.
Since normally we would be on break, we have to be on because of all the things that are happening. And, in fact, the game we're going to watch tonight here at Captain Jack's, Cliff's Smoke Shop. Cliff's, of course, not really open right now, but they allow us to set up our table and all of our equipment in here.
It's got a great cigar smell to it, too.
It actually does. It smells great in here. So, with all of the fun that we have going on tonight, we have the Gold Cup. And a huge, and I mean huge, and I mean they're probably still drinking in a country that I just learned how to pronounce last night, Caracho. I did not know. Forgive me for being ignorant, but Caracho got their first win ever in Gold Cup play last night.
Yeah, it was 1-0 over Honduras, and it was one of those situations where Honduras had, I think, about 25 shots, and Curaçao had like 4, and one of them went in, so...
In fact, I feel like I'm still not saying it right. Caracho? It's got the little...
Curaçao. It's got the little dash above the O or U or something.
It's got the little tail on the C. So I see them after the game, and they are crying. They're crying. There's people crying because they've never won a Gold Cup game before.
Do we know where this game was at? They're all in the U.S. All this Gold Cup's held in the U.S., but I don't know where that game was at.
I do not know. All I know, it was a late one last night, so...
I can find that out for you.
So probably on the West Coast.
Alex Shula, by the way, joining us today with a brand new hairdo. He is doing his best to look like me, Animal. He's doing okay, you know.
Hey, birds of a feather flock together, guys.
But you got to buff that thing up. So, yeah, Caracho beats Honduras 1-0 in that game that was held yesterday.
35 shots to 7 shots.
Oh, it was worse than 25. All right.
Yeah.
Stand corrected.
In Houston, Texas. Texas. So a big game for them, and that's the cool thing is you see these fans, they're crying. They're crying over winning a game, and they're not even advanced. You know, they could advance, but they won their first game ever.
Well, and the crazy thing for, like, these littler countries and the thing like the Gold Cup, this is their World Cup. Because realistically, they're never going to be in the hex, the final round of qualifying. They're never probably going to be in the mix to even get a spot. So it's one of those situations where they have to think of this as a World Cup, so it's a big deal.
And what's cool now is for these guys, so because we have this new thing coming up called the CONCACAF Nations League.
Yep, similar to UEFA Nations League.
Exactly, and as much as we kind of made fun of the UEFA Nations League,
it was good.
Pretty cool thing.
Yeah, the final was pretty cool to watch a few weeks ago.
And there's a reason for each of these games, and it's really to take away, it's to have meaningful games.
More intensity to every game and realistic,
And there's relegation promotion within them. And so for these names, I won't say the name of the country because I can't pronounce it, the animal can. But, yeah, so they have a chance to move up in the UEFA Nations.
He's giving me way more credit. But Guyana and Panama are playing now. And, in fact, that game is at halftime. Panama is up 2-1.
Yep.
So, let's go back to that Guyana game where we played them the other week. What was your take on the game? We won 4-0. So going in, I would have preferred a 13-0 women's score have been.
Oh yeah, the women set the bar high with that one because everyone's going to compare them now. So.
But the going in, you're like, okay, let's dominate the game, get a clean sheet, score 5, 6, 7 goals.
Yeah,
because Guyana's not good.
No, yeah, yeah.
But overall, we were never threatened.
Right.
So were you satisfied with the game, Alex? What was your takeaways on that?
I think it's hard to not be satisfied just because we did get a clean sheet. We did get all 3 points because it was our first competitive match in, what, like over 600 days or something ridiculous like that?
616, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But
who's counting? Yeah. So you got a situation of you never knew what you were going to get. We have some players out for injuries. I do know, you had a couple players step up. Like Boyd on the wing was fantastic. Ariola was fantastic on the other wing. And Nick Lima stepped up, too. I thought those were 3 players who really stood out. So
I tell you what, if your 2 wingers are deadly like that, that tells you a lot.
Yeah, exactly. That means you're on the ball, you're pressing them, you're creating chances. So.
And Boyd kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, because he was affiliated with New Zealand, right? And then he got citizenship or permission from FIFA to join and then go from there.
Exactly, and he actually scored the 1,000th
goal. Yeah,
it's hard
the
word to say 1,000th goal in USA's men's soccer history.
Oh yeah,
so that was really awesome for him. Along with that too, Guyana's, by the way, the 177th ranked team in the world.
Yeah, that
so is that concerning? That, but well, we dominated.
Well, at halftime right now, I mean, Panama's only up 2-1 on them. So let's do some little comparison here.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna actually kind of give you some hell for this. What's Trinidad and Tobago ranked in the world? I mean, come on. I mean, that's who we're playing tonight.
Well, they're a solid top 100 team, though, Animal. They're cushioned at 92nd.
Yeah, okay. They're in the double digits, not the triple digits, guys. Come on.
This is so ridiculous that it should eat at every American as to why we weren't in the World Cup. And this is a team that kept us out in the 90. Let's give them an extra 10 spots for, a couple of years ago. They were the 82nd best team in the world.
Yeah.
And they kept us out of the World Cup. That's who we're playing tonight at 7 o'clock here at Captain Jack's.
That's why this game is big. It's in Cleveland, Ohio. It's going to be Ohio's second U.S. game in the past month. Cincinnati had a game, too.
Well, and I'm just interested how many times they referenced that night in 2017 tonight during the broadcast this place will riot.
So. If we turn that into a drinking game, that could be ugly. Every time they reference that Trinidad and Tobago previous game.
Yeah, Uber and Lyft will be coming in clutch tonight then. So.
Okay, so some very exciting games coming up for the World Cup. Again, I'm stuck on the Trinidad and Tobago thing. I got to move past that.
Which is fine. We can talk about the U.S. team in general, though. The average age is under 26 years old.
Yeah, and that's the thing you got to keep in perspective, too. It's a generation of players that can grow together, not only for the 2022 World Cup, but also a potentially big 2026 World Cup when it's here.
In North America, in this hemisphere, yay.
When AO gets set up a bunch of trips, right, Perk?
That's what Corey and Justin do and all that. That's going to be
the plan, kids.
They're in for a long, they're going to do awesome because they kill everything. They knock everything out of the park.
All right.
Okay, so the game tonight, the starting 11 has not been announced yet. That'll probably come up here in the next, let's say, half an hour. And again, not that it matters, but we should win by 3 goals tonight. If we can do what we did the other night and win, 4-0, there's no reason that we can't win 3-0 tonight.
Yeah, it'll definitely be interesting and telling to see what Berhalter does with that lineup because of who I think succeeded and who had a rough game. Tuesday night or whatever.
Are you got anybody in particular you're thinking about?
I would love to see Will Trapp in the center of the park. I thought, and
he had a rough game two outings ago.
Yes. I thought he came in. Granted, the game was already 2-0, 3-0 when he came in, but I thought he got on the ball more than Bradley, gave us more in midfield, and he's played for Berhalter on his club side, too. So that might be a perk, too. I'd love to see him come into the lineup somehow. And I'm actually a big Bradley supporter, but he did not look up to it the
Any
other night.
Any worries in those games leading up to where we are right now when we lost? We lost, what, two, three in a row?
Yeah.
Was there any worries, or was this like, no, this isn't real yet?
Well, yes and no. The first game, the Jamaica game, it was nowhere near our starting group.
No, it was like a B minus C plus team.
But that Venezuela game, that was kind of it, minus Pulisic.
Yeah.
And Pulisic is amazing, mm-hmm. but he's one of 11.
But he doesn't play center back.
Whenever you say his name, you hear the chorus.
He's moving to a certain club in England, by the way.
Oh, Perk, do you know something about that club?
We're not going to talk about that blue team that Pulisic is moving to, and I just bought a BBB jersey. I just bought a Dortmund jersey.
I don't want to talk about the EPL because one team was 1 point short this year, so let's just move on, guys.
But we can talk about Europe in general.
Okay, true.
Alex Schuler, your Liverpool team, wins Europe.
Oh,
nice
finally.
Job.
They win
yep.
Europe.
You know what? If we're going to wrap up the segment, you got 3 minutes to spout you want.
Well, of course, I had to coach during that game. The second straight year I had to coach during a Champions League final that Liverpool was in.
Better result this time.
Yeah, it was a weird game because it seemed pretty, like, simple, not like a chaotic Liverpool 4-2 game. It was pretty straightforward. They defended well, and they got, you know, the result that mattered, I guess. So,
yeah. Okay. So Liverpool, second place in the league by the third most points in EPL history, and then they win. You win Europe.
And Man City wins
all other trophies.
Yeah, all the other trophies. Okay, so food is being delivered. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to eat limes for food, but this is dinner, evidently.
Apparently.
So we are Captain Jack's. It is, of course, Cliff's Smoke Shop as well. Big thanks to Kevin. Big thanks to Chris from this crew down here. They invite us down here, and you should be a part of the movement. Be a part of the American Outlaws movement. It is something we did about a year ago this time, and we had a great time. And I tell you, there's so many great benefits that come with this. Just joining, and again, you can call me a newbie. That's totally fine. Call me a noob. You know, I'm only about 3-4 years into the soccer thing. You know, I played it as a kid, but really, I just started following this, and I found Perk, and I said, hey, we should do a show. And I found him here.
And now look where you are, a billion shows later, right?
And I thank Animal a lot, because what he's done is amazing, so I thank you for getting
I just feel like it's been very... It's good for the sport, and it's good for the town, because we are chapter 001 of the American Outlaws, the official supporter group of U.S. men's and U.S. women's soccer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if you're in town, come on down tonight. It'll be a good time. You get drinks delivered to you. So.
And, in fact, not only that, but if you come down tonight, you can sign up here. You'll get your swag. You'll get your official membership card.
Saves you on shipping costs.
If you have shirt that you want to get the press done, tell them about the press real quick.
Yeah, Justin Brucken is going to be on next. He's got a heat press. You can put an AO patch right on any sleeve.
Put it right on your arm. Put it right on your hand. Okay, maybe not. All right. It is the Real Football Show on ESPN. It is the Real Football Show. We're excited for a game tonight. The men's team playing on the Gold Cup, and it's against Trinidad and Tobago. And we are going to be on at 7 o'clock for that. It's going to be crazy.
Alex Schuler, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me,
love
guys.
Love your haircut,
appreciate
buddy. I love that. Yes. It is the Real Football Show on ESPN 101.5 and 1480 AM.
Road trip!
Get road trip ready with ESPN Lincoln.
Woo-hoo!
The rubber can hit the road for you this summer with a set of 4 Nokian tires, courtesy of Walker Tire Point S Quick Dicks.
To win, cruise on over to ESPNLincoln.com and enter.
Are we there yet?
Booksy will draw the winner on Monday morning, July 1st.
Get road trip ready.
Just get in my car.
Yeah, in the car.
Jamming down the road.
Powered by Walker Tire Point S, Quick Dicks, and ESPN Lincoln.
I'm here in this parking lot with Matt.
Hey, what's up?
Todd Spidell, body shop owner, terrible driver.
Matt has agreed to use his car to help me demonstrate what kinds of dents I can remove with paintless dent removal. Okay, Matt, go ahead with the first one. So, that's a small ding simulating a door ding, and that'll totally come out. Now make a little bigger dent. Okay, so yes, that'll also come out nicely. Okay, slow down a bit. Yes, some larger dents can also be made better, if not invisible.
This is fun.
Whoa, I didn't say that hard.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, that's not going to come out.
You said you could get them out.
Sorry. Oh, well, back to Spidel.
Wait, come back. What about the dents?
Accidents happen, even to good drivers. If it happens to you, call Spidel Body Works. We won't try to sell you a car, change your oil, or paint your car for $299. But if you want your vehicle fixed right, Spidel Body Works is your best decision after a collision.
Max Muscle proudly presents the latest innovation in muscle building, T-Max. T-Max is scientifically formulated to trigger multiple avenues of muscle growth by increasing testosterone, follistatin, protein synthesis, and inhibiting myostatin for an unparalleled muscle building environment. So if your goal is to build lean muscle, shred body fat, and get yourself ready for summer, head to Max Muscle, visit with a certified nutritionist to learn more about T-Max, and as always, enjoy better than internet pricing. Can't make it in? Give us a call for free shipping. Max Muscle. For more info, visit MaxMuscleLincoln.com.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Odell Beckham Jr. is in London to help launch a series of tryouts for the new NFL Academy. But that didn't stop him from disparaging his former team. He told Complex, quote, "I just felt with the Giants, I was just stuck in a place that wasn't working for me anymore. I felt like I wasn't going to be able to reach my full potential there. Mentally, physically, spiritually, everything I felt capable of doing, I just couldn't see it happening there." Washington quarterback Alex Smith suffered a devastating leg injury back in November. In his first interview since, Smith spoke with Fox 5 in D.C. and said he still plans to play, but, quote, "I got to conquer some more steps before I get there." Texans QB Deshaun Watson spent last offseason recovering from a torn ACL. Entering his third season, he's healthy and fully participating in the offseason program, telling HoustonTexans.com, "I feel like I'm ahead of where I was," and he's now able to take control of the offense. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Napa Know How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Conventional Motor Oil for just $11.99. That's a pretty unbelievable deal for a pretty unbelievable oil. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get your 5-quart jug of Napa Conventional Motor Oil for only $11.99 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes and recycling fees. Limit 6 per customer. Offer ends 6/30/19.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Get your sports fix here. ESPN Lincoln is on the air at 101.5 FM and 1480 AM, online at ESPNLincoln.com. You're listening to The Real Football Show on ESPN KLMS.
It is The Real Football Show. What's going on? How's everybody doing today? It's a beautiful, beautiful Saturday for you. Football. That is soccer. That's what we call it. I mean, that's what we've called it. In fact, when we came up with this crazy idea, they said, hey, if you call it The Real Football Show in Lincoln, Nebraska, people are going to be confused. We're like, you know what? I bet they'll get the hint at some point. Talking footy, as in soccer, as in football, as in the beautiful game. And we are live at Captain Jack's Cliff Smoke Shop.
We're talking about it really close to Memorial Stadium, actually, now you say that. But
It's Perk, it's Animal, and we're joined. I'll allow you always introductions.
Well, here's what's great about this, Animals. We started the show with Corey Donahue, one of the American Outlaw founders, and we're gonna bookend it also now with the other founders. Justin Brunken's gonna end the show with us. So the two guys who founded this whole 200 chapter worldwide,
around 30,000. The world,
because London and Mexico City. So yep. So Brunken, thanks for joining. It's always great to have you on the show. And we're going to talk a lot about the USA team, because you've been around a couple games recently. You're going to France in a couple days. So we're going to get into that stuff all right now.
Well, somebody has to go and represent.
Yeah. You see him on TV drumming away. He's always out there drumming. And
the camera always seems to find me. I don't do that on purpose, but I try to drum every game I go to, for sure.
So for those that have never been to this stadium in Kansas City, Sporting KC's stadium, it is probably one of the most intimate and coolest setups I've ever been to when it comes to soccer. I haven't been to a lot. You know, I've been to the Husker one.
We have a great guy on here with us who can answer that, too. Of all the ones you've been to, how does Children's Mercy Parks in Kansas City rank up with them?
So there's going to be a lot of people that hate me out there for sure, because I represent a lot of cities. Okay. But the KC Stadium is by far, like, if not the best, one of the best stadiums out there for MLS stadiums playing, like, any soccer or football. If this show is called The Real Football Show, especially for U.S. soccer. We love that place. It's 3 hours away. Oh, my gosh, the fan in the stadium is so amazing.
And even for a down year for Sporting, they're still packing it in there and doing well. It's going to be nuts on there this coming Wednesday, because that's when the USA is playing down there in a meaningful game, Gold Cup game against, of course, Panama, since we always play Panama in Kansas City.
It is pretty impressive that they still pack that stadium after the year they're having right now, for sure.
That's cool.
And I remember we were in Cincinnati this for the U.S. game not too long ago, and it was a bad game. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but the fans all at Cincy were also, U.S. Venezuela, they're also saying, like, oh, don't worry, we're used to this in Cincy. So we know how to cheer and have a bad game at the same time. That kind of reminds me of KC right now.
So, well, how about that Minnesota stadium? You're at that one also. Was that a good one?
Minnesota is fantastic. Some people don't like it, but, man, I went there, and it was great. Now, if you want to buy anything in the stadium, bring some cash.
Oh, no.
It's expensive. But, man, it is a fantastic stadium. It's, like, the supporter section is awesome. It's loud. It's one of the loudest I've heard in a long time.
Really?
I remember someone was telling me that they could, when they were listening on TV, that our section sounded louder than they've ever heard it before.
It was really loud. And I'm like, is that the AO section? Yeah, it was really loud.
Yeah, and it was so much fun.
So when we talk about because you're going to France, as we transfer over to this trip that you're making, and Nicole will be there too, make sure you make him an admin to make sure you get
it. Nicole's gonna be there. That's fantastic.
Yeah, she's awesome, and she leaves tomorrow.
So good for her.
One of the cool things about the American Outlaws is if you join, and if you come down here to Captain Jack's, you can join up. You'll get those early emails of, hey, why don't you get your passport ready. Why don't you go with us when we play, overseas?
Yep.
They have great packages where we're staying, et cetera. Here's your tickets. It's all done.
So if you're a fan and you want to be with other fans at any U.S. men's or women's game anywhere in the world, you will have a group of fans with American Outlaws. We have travel packages anywhere in the world. We'll have groups of people at any game around the States. Just join up, and you'll get those emails, and you'll get the info.
Every single game.
Every single game.
Even in Mexico, where you're guarded by a cage.
That is right. This is one of my favorite memories of, like, security at a games, is we pull up in this bus, and we get in this bus. The bus pulls up. We already have security surrounding the bus. Mexico City. And we get off the bus, and then we go in a circle of security, and then the circle of security then walks us into the stadium, which then goes into a cage. Surrounded by security. After the game, that same circle of security takes us back out to the bus, and then we get back on the bus, and we never get separated by security. Mexico City.
That's like the Watchmen. You know what? They have the bars in here, not for me, but for you.
Yeah. And we talk about this on the show a lot, where we can't comprehend this stuff. This is a local show in Lincoln, Nebraska. You know, the best college football fans in the nation. We can't comprehend this.
Oh, yeah. Because fans come to town, we buy them a drink.
We invite them over.
How's it going?
Yeah, you're from Colorado, you're from Oklahoma. Come on here, have a drink with us. You're guarded by security for, what, 5 straight hours guarded by security?
Yeah, we had
You can't leave until they allow you to leave go to the bus.
Most people are fantastic where we go, and fans around the world are great. But in the Mexico City game, I think we had a cup of ramen thrown at us, some belts, a shoe, a beers. And just everything. Oh, my gosh. It was an experience there. And if you have a chance, I mean, this might be the last cycle for the World Cup that we're going to have the Hex, which is the last, six teams that qualify for the World Cup. And it could be one of the rare times you play in the Hex and go down to Mexico City. So this time around, for this next World Cup, take your opportunity and get down to Mexico City, because it might be the last opportunity for that infamous Hex Mexico City game.
It's safe. You stay in a group. You all go as a group. It's all set up, and there's a reason it's been successful for, what, over 10 years now? Yes. How many years now?
Almost 13 years. Yeah.
There you go, 13 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And I guess on the other side of things, I remember you telling me when you went to Cuba, didn't they accidentally almost drive you onto the field?
No, they drove us onto the field.
Okay.
We're on the bus, and they thought we were the team or something. They don't get buses that often, I guess, at that stadium. And they just drove us on. We get out of the bus, and we walk literally on the field. And it took us a while. They let us take pictures and all this other stuff. But then they eventually like, oh, you guys aren't supposed to be here. It's like, no, we're not.
There's this guy standing there in like 2XL shirts. It's like, I don't think you're on
the
team.
No, we are not athletes.
And I know they had a manually changed scoreboard, too.
Oh, yeah. It was actually one of the funnest cheers we've ever had, because we were just like, every time we scored at that game, we just like gradually went, oh, for like 5 minutes till someone had to go over to the scoreboard to manually change the score. And we're like, ah! And then ended the cheer.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Okay, here's the deal. Let's set up tonight. I mean, we only got about 5 minutes left.
Okay.
We got about 5 minutes left. Let's set up tonight. What's going on tonight? We're at Captain Jack's, 12th and P, and of course, down next to, the Starbucks. Everybody knows where the Starbucks is downtown, just so you have like a landmark. But Captain Jack's and Cliff's, we're right there. We're starting to get all of the boxes in for the shirts, because we're expecting a large sign up tonight for the American Outlaws.
Justin Brunken has a heat press here. If you bring a jersey, and he'll do it for put an AO patch on any jersey you have for free.
For sure.
You'll see the banner out there. Any American Outlaw member gets free White Elm, We Believe. It's on tap while supplies last. It's probably going to go pretty quick, so come on down.
Voted on.
It's part of the membership.
Voted on,
so it's
by members,
free,
too.
Yes, it's part of the membership.
It's really cool. The members voted on it.
Yep.
And, again, $25 a year to be a member. It comes with a $10 gift card to World Soccer Shop, by the way.
And free drinks, free beer tonight. That's like a free membership, basically, for you, for everyone out there.
It really does pay for itself. And Brunk, I do, because Corey was here for the first segment, and I asked him a World Cup trivia question.
No.
And he nailed it.
Because he's smart. I am not.
No, you're just as smart. The question I have for you is, we'll go to the women's side.
Okay.
The United States women, of course, have won a record.
Abby Wambach.
These are questions are, by the way, courtesy of Bill Kurtenbach, Bill the Statman. The U.S. women have won a record 3 Women's World Cup, right? Do you know the country that those contests were won in?
Oh, well, China's won.
Oh, 1991. Yes, 1991.
Well, and 99.
Which was held where?
99 was in the U.S.
Yep, okay.
I thought that was China.
No. We won 91 in China, 99 in the U.S.
Oh, where we played the tournament.
Yes,
I thought against what teams?
Oh, no. Well, you accidentally got 2 right.
China, the U.S., and, oh, my gosh, the other one was the last one in, oh, my gosh, where the heck was that? Oh, Canada.
So you're going to kick yourself if you don't get it. So ding, ding, ding for Justin Brucken. So both him and Corey both got those questions right, so... nice. This has been awesome.
You should come down tonight. Everybody should come down and at least find out what this is all about.
This might segue into American Outlaw podcast maybe at some point, possibly.
Yeah, so we're going to do a quick podcast tonight, and we're going to kind of
tonight?
We're going to do a little segment tonight and then promote this show, because this show is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
And
thank you.
And we want to have as many people listen to the show as possible, because what you guys do here in Lincoln for the soccer world, I think is awesome.
Well, you know
what you guys do for the soccer world.
Well, we feel like
it's a team. It's a team here.
If this is chapter 001, then chapter 001 needs to have its own radio show. It should. It really should.
I agree. And they should come down here. This is a huge game if you think about it. I was at the Trinidad game in Trinidad and Tobago, and this is a rematch of a team that just destroyed our spirits for about a year and a half.
But we looked terrible. We looked awful.
I know.
Here's what I did. Hopefully I have enough time. So I remember my brother calling me the day after that saying, the announcers were you could see they're upset. And you don't see that in anything. Because he's like,
Well, they're fans too.
Yeah, he goes, and I go, well, the problem is, like, if the Caps or the Redskins or someone lose, they're playing again in 2 more months.
Yeah.
616 days. From that game to the next time the men played a meaningful game.
And we had that in Minnesota, and then we have our second meaningful game tonight.
In about an hour,
And I cannot wait. And my hands are shaking a little bit because isn't it just nice to be nervous?
Yeah.
And just feel that nervousness of a game.
That's a great point, Jessica. We've all felt that as Husker fans, as Animals, as Penguins fans, like you, those really big games, you have that. Even as non-athletes, as Mariners fans, we feel that, and we feel it tonight now. It's great to feel it again.
It does, for sure.
Trinidad and Tobago tonight.
Yes.
We need, it's baby steps. Again, what we did the other night, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do tonight is the next step. You know, again, what, 4-0 we won the other night?
Yeah.
3-0 tonight. I'm calling 3-0 tonight.
What success for this tournament? Have to make the final?
We have an easy route to the final, so yes, we have to make the final. Because the only other teams in our way are our group and Jamaica. That's
okay.
It. Right, Costa Rica and Mexico are on the other side of the bracket as long as we win our group, right?
Okay.
And so, well, actually, even if we get second in our group, it's still, we don't need Mexico or Costa Rica to the final. So, yes, we have to get to the final.
Nothing
to be
short
successful.
Of the final. You don't have to necessarily win. Nothing short of the final
and,
is.
And I agree with, like, we have to show up for this game and the next.
Sure, you can beat Guyana 4-0.
If you don't have bulletin board material for this game, I can't help you.
Yeah, and the right players have to show up. And there's, I think they know who they are.
Say his name. Say his name.
Which one? Bradley?
Nope.
Josie?
Nope.
Oh, you want the guy.
Say it.
The guy? Pulisic. Well, Pulisic always shows up.
He looks
and so you got
so
Pulisic
good.
And McKinney. I think we'll show up.
And when Tyler Adams is healthy, that's too. And when Josh Sargent gets on this team, this youth movement is unbelievable.
I agree. And Boyd really impressed too.
Corey, Nicole, Justin,
Schuler,
Alex. What a great show. The Real Football Show is live at Captain Jack's and Cliff Smoke Shop, 12th and P. We are downtown. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
me. Perk, always an awesome time.
And thanks for starting this whole thing.
It's going well.
Perk, starting this whole thing.
And come down tonight and watch the U.S. men's team just do what they need to do against TNT. Let's do it tonight.
Let's do it.
It is The Real Football Show on ESPN FM, 101.5, 1480 AM. Out.